Josef, fili David, noli timere, accipere Mariam, coniugem tuam.
Of December 2019, Matthew 1:18-24. This is how Jesus Christ came to be born. His mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they came to live together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being an upright man and wanting to spare her disgrace, decided to divorce her informally. He had made up his mind to do this when suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because she has conceived what is in her by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you must name him Jesus, because he is the one who is to save his people from their sins." Now all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken through the prophet. "Look, the virgin is with child and will give birth to a son, whom they will call Emmanuel, a name which means God is with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had told him to do. He took his wife to his home. Today in the text we meet Saint Joseph in a very characteristic situation which says a lot about this saint who is venerated by not a few Christians. On the one hand, Saint Joseph is described as just, which is a high distinction. This righteousness also encouraged him not to expose Mary when he could not explain the circumstances of her pregnancy. He did not yet know anything about the mystery of God between her and the Lord, but he did not follow a suspicion that could easily arise in such a situation, but sought a solution that would not hurt Mary or cause a stir. This is an attitude that is unfortunately less and less to be found today. It is not uncommon to speak very thoughtlessly about sexual sins, for example, and to pass on things from the sphere, which one may only know from hearsay, and whose exact circumstances one does not know at all. I also say this in relation to the painful process in the church, for example, the abuse scandals of clergymen. Surely it is right to be very vigilant here, to detect misconduct and to deal with it accordingly. But be careful with suspicions, because innocent people can easily be accused. This stain is then difficult to remove in public and can destroy a priest's life. Here you should go to the school with Saint Joseph and let God show you the right way. Joseph himself is addressed by God and enlightened about the plan of salvation, just as Mary received the proclamation of the angel in Nazareth. While Mary expressed her consent in her unforgettable yes, Joseph shows it with his obedience. He no longer asks questions, but acts according to the instruction he has received. So we see the example of two holy people who both listen directly to God in situations which they cannot overlook but can only accept in faith. This gives us a great teaching. It cannot be in the following of the Lord that we exclusively follow the knowledge of our intellect. This is merely a natural light which does not recognize supernatural process by itself. Faith, on the other hand, opens itself to supernatural instructions from God. It is in itself a divine virtue. Faith is both a grace which we receive, which we strive for with our own will, and which we can attain by opening ourselves to this grace. Then this light enlightens the mind, and we can act in faith and involve all the natural elements. This is an important process because there can be two cross misleadings. One can put the mind in the place of the supernatural light. One then tries with the mind to understand things that need another light, and it remains on this way close to us. Or else we no longer use reasons in things of faith, and then the behavior becomes unreasonable. With Saint Joseph, who behaved so pure toward Mary, we might also be dealing with a pure heart. He certainly knew Mary's purity, and he did not want to defile the inexplicable. We do not know how many prayers he sent to God, and what inner struggles it may have caused him to resist dark thoughts. But we know the result. God led him through his trial, and he proved worthy to take the Virgin Bride and become the head of the Holy Family. This says so much about him, and even more about God's love for Saint Joseph.
The O Antiphone of the Day says, O King of the Gentiles and the desired of them, Thou cornerstone that dost make both one, come and deliver man, whom thou didst form out of the dust of the earth.
Orex gentium, et desideratus earum, lapisque angulari, facis utraque unum, veni et salva hominem, quem delimo formam.